in the summer, their rooms were too hot. And so my wife said, well, why didn't you tell us? And they said, well, because Daddy's always complaining about the electric bill. So what they would do was, after we went to sleep, they'd come down and turn down the thermostat, and they'd wake up at 6 or 5 in the morning and turn it back up. So we never knew. You know, and I said, when I heard this, I said, if you told me, I'd have put an air conditioner in your window. You know, you had this. But these things come out, and they're wonderful. I'm going to go up and play it for my mom. So that she can hear it. And if when StoryCorps eventually comes to Philadelphia, she and I and maybe my sister will go in and do that. Because I'll tell you, we had a tremendous experience several years ago about memory and what they can do. I was formerly the director of communications for the Smithsonian. And the Smithsonian had a wonderful traveling exhibition for their 150th anniversary. And in the exhibit, we had pictures of great Americans. And we were in Kansas City, and there's an older woman, and clearly she was in her 70s at least, was in that gallery, and she let out a scream. I mean, it was really a scream. I was about 40 feet away, and I heard it, and I came running. And I asked her, what's the matter? And she said, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. I said, well, what's the matter? She said, that's Jonas Salk. And she's pointing a picture of Salk. I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, no, you don't understand. He ended the terror. Seeing his picture brought back memories of being a mother in the late 40s and 50s during the polio epidemic. About a month later, I was home visiting my parents, and I told them that story. And my mother started to cry. I'm getting all emotional just thinking about it. And I said, what's the matter? And they told me, I was a little kid. They had been out. It was July. They'd been out for the evening. They came home. I was asleep, and I was coughing in my sleep. They didn't leave my room the whole night. They were afraid I had polio. And it just scared them to death. And then I woke up the next morning. I was fine. But my telling her them that brought back that memory. And this StoryCorps draws those things out. You know, the things that parents, memories that parents have that the children don't, memories that the children have that the parents don't, come out.